And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Friday, April 19th. I am Josh Engelman, and I am here to break down our two games for today, the final two games of the play-in tournament. We've got the Bulls, 1.5-point dogs in Miami, 205 total. We've got the Kings, 1.5-point favorites in New Orleans, 210 total. No Jimmy Butler, no Zion Williamson. Man, these games are less appealing than they were 48 hours ago. We're playing anyway. We're going to break it all down as best as we can. So make sure you guys hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let's go, folks. Let's go. We got some basketball to talk about. It's not going to be easy, if we're being honest. This is a tough slate to break down, especially this early. We're going to give it our best shot. I don't have any Sims right now, unfortunately, guys. So that might, I don't know if that's going to come in. We don't have any ownership yet. But I can break down everything that I have projected. We could talk through some of the more important decision points for today's slate. So I don't have anything else really to add in my opening. I think we should just get into it. So we're going to start it off right away. Chicago Bulls, 1.5-point dogs. This is the easiest. This is the easiest team, I think, to talk about if everybody's in. But we have a lot of problems starting with Chicago. Q-tag Caruso, Q-tag Dosunmu, Q-tag Andre Drummond. Now, the Caruso Q-tag is really crazy because he was hurt in that last game. Drummond ran into him, and Caruso was not okay. Left the floor. I thought he was, like, hurt, like, permanently hurt. But, I mean, we saw him leave after 2 minutes or 3 minutes of the third quarter. Never saw the floor again. Now, it didn't seem to matter at that point. That's when Chicago started going on their biggest run. But I'm not confident that Alex Caruso can play. This is a guy that's injured a lot. And I think he has an actual injury. So this is going to be one. I'm so happy this game is at 7 and not 9:30 because we should get this information. But I think it's very, very live for Alex Caruso to not play today, at which point we're going to find value from somebody somewhere. Probably Javonte Green, maybe Javon Carter. We saw Dalen Terry get more minutes than Torrey Craig last time out. Maybe that becomes more interest in Dalen Terry, but I think we have to pay very close attention to the Alex Caruso injury status because I don't have a great feel for him playing today. Now, for the rest of Chicago, they don't look great. This is a good Miami defense. This is a slow game. Miami is 27th in pace. Chicago is 29th. These types of games tend to play slower just by default. So as I look at the Bulls, I think the best guy that you can get to is DeMar DeRozan. I gave him 43 minutes, 8,400, small forward, power forward eligible. Didn't have nearly as good of a game as Kobe White did last time out, but we did get the under on DeRozan in my prize picks video. But I think DeRozan's the best guy you can get here for Chicago. But after that, it gets really blurry. Like, do I like Vooch today? Yeah, but we have Bam on the other side. We have Sabonis. We have whatever's going on at center for the Pels. So it's not like we're short on center options. But after that, Caruso, I have ranked 25th. Dosunmu, 21st. Kobe White, 23rd. Javonte Green, 31st. I mean, we have Drummond, 33rd. Dalen Terry, 35. Torrey Craig, 36. I got a lot of these guys in like the bottom 10 to 15. I don't think it's easy to separate Caruso and Dosunmu and White from each other, depending on who's in or out, obviously. So I actually really don't like the Chicago side unless we get rid of Alex Caruso. Now, you're getting to these dudes for sure, but I don't think anybody looks all that appealing. Like 7,500 for Kobe White, if he's playing 40-plus minutes, yeah, like that's a decent price tag and situation for a guy that played 40 minutes last time out. But I find Chicago to be very difficult to want to get to unless we get somebody out to create a bit of additional value for us. But they don't grade out well for me on paper. Only DeMar DeRozan is in the top 10. There's only four teams. Vooch is the next closest guy at 18th. Chicago's tough, but if you cut 30 minutes out of Alex Caruso, someone's soaking up that playing time that isn't getting it right now and going from completely irrelevant value to relevant value. We just don't know who it's going to be. But, you know, we'll have news throughout the day. I'd be surprised if we got this news early, but by 6:30, we're going to know if Alex Caruso is playing or not. Now, I don't want to go to him at 5,800. He terrifies me for this spot. If we get Caruso in, not a guy that I'm looking to get to with any sort of volume. I think you want to concentrate your play on DeRozan and Vooch, with Kobe White being a, I don't want to say close third, but he would be third. I just think there's a lot of gaps in Chicago. I wish I had more to say about the Bulls, but they're sneaky, like the most difficult team to talk about because we just don't know that status yet. Like for Miami with no Butler, we have ambiguity, but it's different. For New Orleans with no Zion, we have ambiguity, but it's different. In this case, we just don't know the truth yet for Chicago. So we made it through the Bulls. I wish I had more to add here. The Bulls are way more of a live before lock team than anything else. That'll be tonight, 6 p.m. Myself, Eric Lindquist, we will break down this slate, and then we will head on over to playback.tv/stochastic, where we will watch the first hour of Chicago and Miami. We do have other shows coming up today. Coming up immediately after this, 11 a.m., MLB strategy show. You get Laffy and Greg. Don't miss that. 5 p.m., MLB live before lock. You get Greg and Bellman. Then you get myself and Eric back at 6, and then you get Greg and I for playback at 7 p.m. Chris G, our Prize Picks plays did come through on Wednesday. It was nice. New videos already up. If you head on over to the Odd Shopper channel, I've already posted my two plays for today. So I wish I had more to say right now about the Chicago Bulls. Right now, I don't. So we're going to take a look at Miami. This is where it gets a little weird, because no Jimmy Butler literally changes everything for this Miami team. Now, we got the weirdness last time out of Duncan Robinson being available and not playing a single second. They did go to more DeLon Wright. It seems like Duncan Robinson steps into some playing time today. DeLon Wright maintains his playing time from the previous game. And then we just have to squeeze out a couple extra minutes after that. Basically, whatever the difference between Butler's projection and Duncan Robinson's projection would have been. So something like, you know, 16 to 18 minutes need to be distributed to the rest of the Miami Heat. I have no idea who the guys are for Miami that will get the most minutes. Hero's going to play 40. Bam's going to play 38 to 42. This kind of stuff we know for sure. It's everybody else that is a gigantic question mark. I think all of these guys, Caleb Martin, could play anywhere from 24 to 36. DeLon Wright seems like a mid to low 20s guy. Duncan Robinson, I went 18. He could play zero. He could play 28. All of that would be on the table for me. Haywood Highsmith got a little bit of extra run. Now, he's not the kind of guy that you want to give additional playing time to with Butler out. Highsmith is like a 13% usage dude. He's not stepping into extra offensive role. That's not his bag. But I went 26 minutes. He could play 20 to 34. And it would make sense. Hawkes could play 24 to 36. Wouldn't surprise me. Jovic's minutes, a big boost to Jovic's minutes would surprise me. But if his first quarter run his first half run goes well, then he's going to be out there a little bit longer. It's a decent matchup against the Bulls. You kind of need to just look at this Bull or this Heat rotation and pick the dudes that you think. I know this sounds weird, but like, pick the guys that you think are going to be in the closing lineup, because I'm not confident in who that is outside of Hero and Bam. Most likely scenario, Hawkes, Martin, question mark. whether that's Highsmith, Robinson, Wright, they can go a couple different directions. All very scary. So as I look at Miami, the two best plays to me are very clear. It's $7,900 point guard, shooting guard, Tyler Hero, who obviously gets a bump of everything. We'll have the ball in his hands more. You know, bit of a usage bump, bit of an assist bump. Played 40 minutes last time out. Certainly going to have to do that again to save their season. So I want to go to Tyler Hero. I think he's a priority. I have him ranked fifth. I was very heavy on Bam against Philly. Obviously, early foul trouble ate a couple extra minutes from him. Probably would have ended up okay if he was able to play those minutes. Facing off against Nikola Vucevic is a very different matchup than going up against Joel Embiid. Vooch doesn't go to the free throw line ever. Bam picking up fouls in this spot would be very surprising. I think he's live for 40 plus, especially if this game is competitive. He sees slight usage bump and assist rate bumps with no Jimmy Butler around. He's 8,700 and center only. I have him ranked sixth. I'm going to get to a lot of Bam again the same way that I did 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whatever day they played. But I love this spot in a much bigger way than I did against Philly. It's just such a different matchup against Vooch. After that, though, good luck telling me which guys really look better than others. Like DeLon Wright, 3,800. Love the price if he's going to be out there now. Jaime Jaquez at 5,200. Did I take his under on Prize Picks? I did. But going to have to do a little bit of everything. Certainly going to be a fixture of this game. You don't normally want to get to a ton of rookies in a playoff type situation, but with this role changing with Butler out, I think Jaquez is a bit of a priority for Miami. I think Caleb Martin looks interesting, but not having an MPE is really limiting for him. Power forward only just kind of slows him down. Jovic at 4,700, hard to squeeze that value out. Highsmith is such a bad per minute dude that I think it's hard to squeeze his value out. You need 30 minutes out of him. I don't think you could have any confidence in Duncan Robinson's playing time. If he was unable to get on the floor last time out, unless he just doesn't miss from three, I don't have a strong confidence in him paying off 4,800. So as I rank these dudes today, it's Hero and Bam at the top. Unassailable number one, tied for number one. Then I think it's DeLon Wright and Jaime Jaquez. And then after that, it's probably... Like, I don't like Kevin Love as much in this matchup, but he could be okay. It's probably Caleb Martin, although that scares me a lot. Because every time I think Caleb Martin's going to play a lot of minutes, he doesn't. And every time I think that Caleb Martin's not going to play a lot of minutes, he does. But if you want priorities, it's Bam Adebayo and it's Tyler Hero. If you want our NBA Sims Max package, that's 50% off using the promo code playoffs. It's the first week, so you would get it, you know, get it today, have it till next Friday. That's a pretty solid deal for 50% off because we're going to have big slates across the first round. We have showdowns as well. You get projections, you get ownership, you get our boom bust tool, you get the contest generator, the lineup generator, premium Discord, and more. If you're looking to play more DFS, if you haven't messed around with our sim tool yet, now's a great time to do it because you have a lot less like late news to deal with. You've got a lot less of random dudes just showing up. You're going to feel a little bit more comfortable with it in the playoffs. And I think this might be an easier way for you guys to check out what we have. So if you're interested in using our Sims tool, you're in luck. The promo code is playoffs. The link is in the description. Get yourself 50% off for your first week of Sims Max. All righty. Let's take a look at Sacramento. So the Kings, this is the best team that you can get to today. At least that's the way that I see it. What did my wife texted me? Yeah. 1.5 point favorites in New Orleans, 210 total. Now Sacramento is at full strength. You know, obviously no Monk, no Herter, but we know this. Their rotation isn't changing from this previous game. They're not the ones that have any sort of like giant question marks coming up. We could expect the Kings to just be the Kings. And they look awesome here against the Pels. I have four dudes I have five dudes in my top 10 from Sacramento. Sabonis at 9,500. Keegan Murray at 5,900. Harrison Barnes, 4,500 small forward, power forward. Keon Ellis, 5K point guard, shooting guard. De'Aaron Fox, 8,800 at point guard. All five of those guys look amazing. And that says nothing for Trey Lyles value. Davion Mitchell is certainly worth a look. It's hard to not want to have a ton of Sacramento today. I love it. I love it. I don't know how you want to get to anything other than this. I'm very happy to pay up for Sabonis here against the Pels. Not a problem to me at all. I think he should thrive here. I don't care if they play Jovell a couple extra minutes. I want to get to the pay up of Domantas Sabonis. I think I'm going to end up with a lot of Sabonis and of Bam Adebayo. The problem is, I think Jovell might be the best play on the slate, which we're going to get to shortly. Keegan Murray, I mean, he's playing like 38 minutes a night, might play 40 today, going to be around 0.9 fantasy points per minute. With no Monk and no Herter, Keegan Murray kind of just has to play those minutes, and I don't think that price is fully representative of the amount that he's going to be on the floor. Similar story for the Barnacle of the Bay. I mean, we saw Harry B here play 34 minutes last time out. I went 34 here. He's 4,500. Is he a good per minute dude? No. He's 0.7 fantasy points per minute. But that playing time with his MPE, love getting to the Barnacle of the Bay today. Fox is well worth 8,800. And it's not like he's got a lot of room. Like, there's not people on his corner in Chicago or Miami right now. So I'm happy to go to De'Aaron Fox. Very curious to see what his ownership ends up looking like. But we're talking about a guy with a 29% usage rate. And then we got to talk about Keon Ellis, a guy that I didn't think was going to get as many minutes as he did in game one. He got him and then some. So I have 34 minutes for Keon Ellis. I don't know how you get away from this dude either. 0.75 to 0.8 fantasy points per minute. Probably going to be hounding CJ McCollum and or Brandon Ingram when it can. Although everybody can handle Brandon Ingram right now because, we'll talk about him in a bit. Not ideal right now. Fox, Sabonis, Barnes, Murray, Ellis. 2nd, 3rd, 7th, 8th, and 10th. Overwhelming best guys on today's slate come from the Sacramento Kings. It's not close. It's not up for debate. It's very obvious the best team that you can get to. I believe we just got ownership, so I might be able to run this for myself quickly. We did. 3 minutes ago, we got ownership. Barnacle of the Bay, number one in ownership, by the way, guys. Buckle up for that one. So I'm going to drop that in here right now, and then I'm gonna run a sim for myself to see what I'm getting. If that works for you guys, which I assume that it does. So hit that like button. Let's find out what we're actually getting to here today. All right. Let's get the sim tool up and ready. Boom. Here we go. Oh, that's baseball. Boom. Here we go. I assume it's an... I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if Sacramento isn't my overwhelming most exposed team when we finish off running this sim. It would blow my mind. All right, let's grab the summary data. Perfect. And now let's upload projection. It's so easy to do this too, guys. The Sims tool makes everything you want to do for trying to figure out your best lineups so simple. So simple. So I import the contest generator info because I like to know what the pool is saying in relationship to our ownership projections. And then I need our custom template. So let's grab that. Done. And now I could upload my projections and we will have everything we could want to know in like 2 or 3 minutes. It's that easy, guys. It's the best thing you can get to in the industry. Boom. Upload, running. Got it. Oh, I'm excited for these games tonight. The lose and go home type scenario, man, that's fun stuff. All right. Almost there. I've got my sim sheet already open, which is helpful. Let me open up my NBA app. Boom. Got it. I'm really curious to see what I'm getting here from Sacramento, but I'm most like the most interesting piece to me is what the relationship for center ownership is going to be. Cause somebody's going to get cut and I'm not confident who that's going to end up being. And I know that's going to be the part that scares me the most. All right. So my sim is done. And my data is about to be refreshed. And then we get to figure out what I'm getting to. So I'm going to circle back to everything we've already talked about. All right. Do I have anybody in a stupid amount of lineups that I want to discount? I don't. All right. Here we go. This is what I have right now through the first 3 games. We're going to go back to Chicago. First one up. I am jamming DeMar DeRozan. He's in 70% of my lineups. He's 25% owned. Massive stand. I'm in and around the field on everybody else for the Bulls. I'm light on Caruso. Love it. A little under on Dosunmu. Right there with Kobe White. Right there with Vooch at 23% owned. But the guy that I want the most here is definitely DeRozan. He is going to run the show here for this entire Bulls team. I'm not surprised by anything I see here on Chicago. Now, the only caveat here is this will change dramatically if Alex Caruso gets ruled out. On the Miami side, I'm getting to a ton of BAM once again. 18% projected ownership, 58% of my lineups. I'm a little under on Caleb Martin. I'm miles under on DeLon Wright right now. Now, we have Wright 43% optimal, 40% owned. We gave him 24 and a half minutes. I went 22. Those 2 minutes will be important. We'll see what this ends up looking like later today. I'm dead neutral on Hawkes at 30%. I'm over on Kevin Love. So I'm choosing Kevin Love's value over DeLon Wright's value. And then I'm spot on neutral to Tyler Hero, right? You know, well, actually a little light. I thought that said 40. It's 48. At 34%. That's still a pretty sizable chunk of Tyler Hero. But my priority in terms of exposure here, Bam Adebayo, number one with a bullet. Hero, Hawkes, 2 and 3. Now we get to Sacramento. Look at this. I've got 66% of Keon Ellis. That's 2x the field. I have 52% of Keegan Murray. That's slightly less than the 62% we're projecting. They have four guys projected for 50% or more. Look at the exposure that I got to Harrison Barnes. Evidently, I'm looking at Harrison Barnes as my biggest fade. I did not expect that. 71% owned. I got 6%. I 2X'd Trey Lyles. I 3X'd Davion Mitchell. And I'm way below on De'Aaron Fox and way below on Domantas Sabonis. Both guys half the field for me. Now, we are showing a little bit of negative leverage on these guys, but not really on Fox and Sabonis. This is the most owned team, but it looks like I'm moving some stuff around for the Kings. I'm grabbing Mitchell where he's not getting ownership. I'm not grabbing Barnes where he's grabbing all of it. I don't think that you can get away from Keon Ellis or Keegan Murray. I think those two guys are the best two dudes you can get to from Sacramento. But ultimately, this is just the team that you need the most of. Right now, we're projecting 302% ownership to Sacramento. That is the most of any team. Now, I only have 246. I actually have more of the New Orleans Pelicans. So let's talk about them now, and let's close this show out. So we know no Zion, which means we have 59% ownership to Jonas Valanciunas. I'm not surprised. I have 40. He's 4,900. I think he looks great. 63% ownership to Trey Murphy. He should be the guy that steps into the biggest role increase with Zion not around. I got to 40 of Trey Murphy. I also got to 48% of Jose Alvarado. That is something that I think looks really interesting in relationship to DeLon Wright. DeLon Wright is 40% owned. Jose Alvarado is 17% owned. I don't think those two guys are that different for today. And I'm flip-flopping their ownership. So keep that in mind for the bigger contests. 30% ownership to Herb Jones, 25 to CJ, 15 to BI, just 5 to Larry Nance, which I'm tripling up, by the way. I'm terrified of getting to Brandon Ingram. I don't trust that dude at all. So I'm happy to be light there. I am going back to CJ McCollum, however. 8,100, point guard eligible. I went 39 minutes. He's 25% owned. He's in 50% of my stuff. So I have huge stands on McCollum, Herb, Joval, Alvarado, and Trey Murphy. And that says nothing for the fact that I'm actually over the field on Larry Nance. The second game is miles better than the first game for DFS. 521% ownership to Sacramento, New Orleans, 279 to Chicago and Miami. 521 is 65% of all of today's ownership goes to Sacramento and New Orleans. That's a huge gap. Huge gap. And I agree with it. I agree with it. But as I look at this game, I see very natural places to get away from some ownership and load up in other places. Your Alvarados, your CJ McCollum in particular, no matter how bad he looked in that previous game, he's a bit of a priority for me, given what his current ownership looks like. Look at the negative leverage we have on Trey Murphy right now. 43% optimal, 63% owned. You still get there. Look at the positive leverage we have on Herb Jones. 40% optimal, 31% owned. Sacramento, New Orleans, man. 9:30 tip-off. You're not going to have any idea if you're winning money until 10:30 tonight. If you want to potentially win a little bit more money, you're in luck. This is easy. It's not just the DFS side, guys. The promo code is playoffs. $1 for your first week of Odds Shopper Premium. Get some bets down on the NBA. Get some bets down on the MLB side if you want. Use the pick'em side of Odds Shopper. You get it all for $1. We take a market-based approach to beating the books. You get expected value, expected win rate. You get parlay calculators and odds boost calculators and optimizers for pick'em sites. It all looks like this. It's on the screen right now. Dakota Hudson, under 3.5 strikeouts. The number one play right now on Odds Shopper. 9.6% expected value. You can get the New York Islanders money line on FanDuel right now at plus 270. The second best play we're recommending based on Odd Shopper rating. We have three plays out there right now with Odd Shopper ratings north of 20. You should go out of your way to get those bets in right now if you can. And you can do this all the time with Odd Shopper. You can click this auto refresh button, and every couple seconds, this is just going to refresh itself and give you all of the most up-to-date plays. So you never miss anything. And again, you can get it all for one single dollar. For your first week. Get it today, right now. Have it for the full weekend across all these playoff games, baseball, golf, if you want to bet on it, and then all of the rest of next week. Odd Shopper's right here for you, and it only costs $1. The link is in the description. All right, does anybody that's watching right now have any questions? Because I don't really have anything else to add to these games. We need the Chicago injury news. We need a Miami Heat starting lineup. Sacramento, we kind of know everything. Pels, I think we know everything. But at the same time, we do want to get that official starting lineup. Although I think the assumption is going to be CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Joe Bell. But what else do you guys want to talk about? Do we have anything else that you want me to look at before we duck on out of here? What do you got? How is Trey Young, Josh? You still think he's elite? Got cooked. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best offensive players in basketball. What are we doing? When he gets traded for multiple first-round picks and swaps, it'll tell you exactly what people think about his offense. Stephen Leibowitz, why do people make opinions on one game? He's not people. What are we talking about here? Showdown FanDuel. Yeah, right. No chance. Official Chris Presto channel. Hit us with the super chat. Let's pop that up on the screen. Any thoughts on DeLon Wright? I did. That would be in the Miami section of this video. I like him, but I'm fading him right now. I'm kind of flip-flopping him and Jose Alvarado. Could he play more minutes? Yeah. Could Duncan Robinson just not play again? Yeah, he certainly could. I don't expect it, but 22 minutes. I think DeLon Wright looks like a really nice value. I do think he's a little over-owned. You're not posting stuff on Pickett anymore? I haven't been betting on anything right now. Anytime that I put anything down, it will show up on Pickett. I just haven't done anything for the past week. I didn't really enjoy that final week plus of the regular season. Like, I didn't want to do the work for all those random games. I assume I'll start firing on some playoff games shortly and then working in some baseball plays. But do I think Clay goes to Orlando or stays in Golden State? I mean, if he goes to Orlando, Orlando might as well just punt on ever being a contender. They already have someone on their team better than him. I would rather have Gary Harris right now than Clay Thompson. Najee Marshall, I don't think, is going to be relevant for today. Yeah, I don't know where Clay ends up. I mean, hopefully back on the Warriors on like a $12 million a year deal. All right, what else do we got? Yeah, I think the most important thing we have right now is whether or not Alex Caruso plays. Because it really just, talking about Chicago changes everything. Because if you can start talking about Javonte Green or Javon Carter or Dalen Terry, like, that really changes the scope of value, particularly in a game that isn't that appealing. So we need to get that Alex Caruso news. And based on the way that he looked at like when that injury happened, I'm not confident at all. I would undoubtedly rather have Gary Harris. Most teams would. Most teams would. Here's the visual for you guys. Gary Harris. Passing up Klay Thompson in terms of talent. This is a horrible year for good old Klay. But yeah, I mean, Klay hasn't been good in years. And the memory of whatever he was in 2016, that shit is long gone, son. I mean, that's a weird way to look at Klay Thompson, a volume metric of fourth in threes. Is 55th percentile true shooting at 33 years old? Are we going to overrate that? because he doesn't do dick all anywhere else. No steals, no blocks, no assists, no rebounds. He doesn't participate in anything. Can't defend any longer. He's cooked, man. He's just cooked. Clay's not going to stop making threes. That's the only thing that's not going anywhere. But 39% from three, 58% true shooting. That's 55th percentile. This dude's going to be a below average offensive player next year. Anybody that pays him real money is an idiot. It'll be the worst contract that anybody signs. I mean, 2016 Clay was a top 20 player in the NBA, maybe higher. When you're playing defense up and down the positional spectrum and shooting 44% from three, I mean, look at this stretch. 12 wins, 10 wins, 12 wins, 9, 9. I mean, this dude in this stretch, elite. Elite. High, high end. Yeah, he can't go be Ray Allen for anybody. That ship is long gone. He can't defend. And he could barely do anything offensively. Other than shoot a three. 2.1 attempts at the rim per 75 possessions. 13th percentile. All he can do is shoot assisted threes. That's it. That's all he's got left in the bag. There's no dribble penetration. That dude can't get to the rack. Even in his best days, he was like average at doing that. He's got nothing left. Dude's cooked. Give me Gary Harris. Alrighty, guys. I'm going to get on out of here. We've got our games in the books. NBA Live Before Lock will be very important tonight. We need Bulls injury news. We need Bulls starting lineup if that happens. We need Miami starting lineup. We're not going to get Pelicans starting lineup, that's for sure. But this is going to be a fun slate. I think there are a lot more ways to make different lineups today than we had previously. I think this is going to be a really fun slate to sweat. So let's have fun. Let's get on out of here. Good luck to everybody. Thank you for being here. NBA Strategy Show is in the books. We'll talk to you later.